Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
Hi, thank you for joining us this morning. My name is Elia Escobar, and you're listening to Eye on Houston. Today, we're speaking to the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Houston, Mr. Kevin Hattery. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation as well.
Of course. And we are gearing up with the summer. I know you guys have a lot of events going on, but we're so excited and we want to kick it off with talking a little bit about exactly what the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Houston does, how it started and how it continues to be involved with the community.
Well, again, thanks for the invitation. And Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston has been in our community now for 70 years. So we're actually celebrating an anniversary this year. We're very excited about that. And we've been implementing creative and engaging out-of-school time programming since 1952. Wow. That out-of-school time programming not only includes after school during the school year, but then there's also the summer as well. And so we're open full-time all day long on that basis. And from the very beginning, it's been our objective to be that fun, safe place for children and teens to go to when they don't have parents or guardians that are looking out for them. And then it really evolved into opportunities for the children to have access to things that are necessary for them to be successful, just like a healthy meal, for example,
right,
in the afternoon hour, or even in the summertime, if they don't have access to the proper type of exercise and activity to what we call academic success. But it's really those things that are going to help with reading and math. And then you look at other disciplines such as STEM education and arts, because we do know that there's definitely a slide during this time of the year. Mm-hmm. It's called the summer slide.
Okay.
And it's certainly been exacerbated by the fact that there is what's known as a pandemic learning loss that has occurred. So how do we help kids catch back up in an extended learning time? And what really sets us apart too is that we, our Boys and Girls Clubs are located in communities that don't have these out of school time supports. And so in light of that, we're giving them the opportunity, children and communities to keep pace with everybody else in what has become a very large city for all of us. So,
of course. So really what the Girls and Boys Club really offers is like year round resources, really. I mean, like, you know, it's a place that they can go after school and then also for the summer as well.
That's right. And we work with youth between the ages of 6 to 17. In the five county regional area here. And it's also important to underscore that registration happens year round. So if you're a listener out there that's a parent, you can register at any point in time. You're okay. Not going to miss a deadline by any means. And for the school year, it's just a total of $10 per child.
Wow, really? That is not bad at all. That is so affordable.
And for the summer, it's just $25 because okay. We're open on an entire daily basis. So It's, if you put it in the context from an economic standpoint, it's about 0.5% of our entire operating budget that we ask parents and their, pay for their child for the membership. So we are dependent on, grants and individuals and corporations, foundations, special events to help us cover these, expenses for the young people that, again, they would not have access to, resources unless we were there providing them.
Absolutely. And since we are heading into the summer, I know HISD just wrapped up their school year, and pretty much I think all of the school districts are already into the summer. What is the summer going to look like for you guys, for those parents that are right now interested in registering, maybe for the first time that they are listening to it right here, right now, and they would like to know a little bit more information of what they can look forward to in the summertime?
Yeah. If a listener is out there and you're a parent and you need a place for your child to go to, then I suggest that you just get on the website at bgcgh.org. And at that website on the homepage, you will see information about registration. And we have 23 clubs throughout the region. So find that club that's closest to you and can benefit you. Number one. Number two, put the call in, make the call, and you're going to be asked to complete an application for your child to become a member of the club. And again, just $25 in the summer. The and once the child is signed up, and we are open from 8 to 5 throughout the entire day, Monday through Friday, and your child can expect to have that a breakfast, a lunch, and a snack to make sure that's taken care of. Because for the young person that's there, so you don't have to worry about that. They will have all sorts of academic success programming. That's everything from math to literacy to STEM education. There's also a lot, many unique experiences as well that you can count on participating in, from field, we would call them field trips, but the field trip may be to a Houston Astros baseball game.
Right, that sounds fun.
To Space Center Houston, mm-hmm. or one of the local museums as well. The programming, again, goes all day long. So we have opportunity to really utilize our staff to work with kids from a mentoring standpoint, and having access to another adult outside the parent or the guardian. And so they're getting a lot of special programming especially during the summertime when it's all day long. In addition to the routine services that we provide.
Yeah, it's very important. Also, some of those parents that work that would like to keep those kids and like you said, in a regular routine as far as academic curriculum, it's a good balance. I mean, what I'm hearing, it's a good balance of academics and also some fun stuff that they will have throughout the day. And also, you have a big Juneteenth event coming up as well. Can we talk a little bit about that? And you know, what is that all about?
Yeah, well, our organization prioritizes diversity, equity, inclusion. And while we, like every organization that's out there, we have to look at our systems and our practices and our policies, and that's the business side of things.
Right.
We want to also recognize a very important holiday that is called Juneteenth, that was just proclaimed a federal holiday last year in June of 2021. What's really fascinating about this is that this African-American holiday was founded in Galveston, Texas. And for those who have some history on it, it was approximately 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation became effective that federal troops came to Galveston, Texas to inform the enslaved people that you were in fact free. So the next year in 1866 is when Juneteenth was born and started. And so we are participating in hosting a live streamed national webinar on June the 16th at Reedy Chapel AME, which was one of the locations in which General Order Number 3 was read. That was the announcement of that freeing of the slaves. So we're participating in that among many other activities, including we're partnering with United Airlines on a special event that they're calling a Freedom Flight, which is their African-American affinity group that is going to leave Bush International, fly around Galveston Island and return back, but to talk about what Juneteenth means. And so we'll have a lot of 11th and 12th graders on that flight meeting with professionals. So then in turn, there's an opportunity to learn more about aviation and have, yes, have some exposure there. Astros is doing an activation event with having father celebrated on June 19th. This also happens to be Father's Day. And in Galveston itself, there's numerous events going on, and we're leaning in on some with respect to the Emancipation March that happens on Sunday evening, June the 19th as well, where it will replicate what happened back in 1866, marching from the courthouse to the church. And so we'll have our children and our families and all of our supporters involved in these different activities to demonstrate our commitment to diversity. It's for us, it's very important that we are reflecting the community we live in and the communities we serve.
Absolutely.
And this is just another demonstration of that.
How important do you think it is for those communities that they see you at events like this? And, you know, like you are really, you know, you read the community so well, and it's really bringing everybody together. If you think about it, because we all feel very inclusive, whichever angle you see it at.
Yeah. Well, this is an opportunity to raise awareness again about something that has now become a federal holiday. It was actually, Texas was the first state to make it a state holiday back in 1980. So we want to continue to be at the forefront of any efforts that's being made as it relates to this. And it is also about not only the awareness, but then the exposure. And so we act as a catalyst, and then it's, if people are coming out to it, then they get to see us, and then they can register their kids as well. Again, because summer is just starting here, they have an opportunity to also register their kids at the same time and be made aware of this service that they may not know about.
Right. Have you seen a lot of people looking for places like for the summer for their children now that, you know, I don't want to say the pandemic is over, but, you know, we're kind of like, hopefully it's almost over. It feels like it's over. Is there an influx of families that are, you know, joining the summer?
Right. Yeah, and it's really on to underscore just how important we put safety as a priority. And we have throughout especially the last 2 years, we continue to do that. And so it is a fun, safe place for these kids to go to. And so while it's a bit slow, and it's been for everyone, we're almost back to where we were prior to the pandemic, where everyone's comfortable and they're coming back out. And I think it's a lot of that has to do also with just, we have to exercise that social muscle again.
Yeah,
all of us have to. You gotta really get out there and take make it intentional in nature. And so there's nothing more intentional and thoughtful than signing up your child to go to a program where they can start to reengage.
Yes.
And we all know also there's a lot of discussion about mental health and just the importance of social emotional learning. And so we have programming that supports that and that interaction that takes place. It's not only for children, but for adults, because we do have volunteers that come out, and this is a great way to start to step back into it. And summer is a great time to do that. Cause it's going to segue right into the fall when we certainly hope that the COVID-19 has largely dissipated, and we don't
worry about
it to that extent anymore. So,
we're hoping and we're crossing our fingers that we're headed in the right direction, at least. Well, once again, if you're just now joining us, you're listening to Ion Houston. We're speaking to the president and CEO for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Houston, Mr. Kevin Hattery. And we're looking forward to the summer. A lot of great events, activities going on at the Boys and Girls Club. Can you please tell me once again, where can people register if they need more info? If they're listening now and said, yes, that's for me, that's for my kids, where can they look for you?
Yeah. Well, from your device, your laptop, get on there and go to bgcgh.org. And that homepage will direct you to all the things that you just mentioned there, whether it's about the activities that are taking place and what our schedule looks like to registration. And I also want to mention, too, if you're a parent out there that has a child that has returned from college or is over 18.
Okay.
We still have opportunities for summer employment.
Oh, wow.
And so please consider that. If you're over 18 yourself and you're listening, just go to, again, bgcgh.org, and you will have an opportunity to see what openings we have there for the summer months, especially if you've out of college and you want something to do.
Yeah.
This is a great way to give back simultaneously and become a what we call a youth development professional.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. And they're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And you have 23 clubs you mentioned earlier, 23 of them throughout the Houston area.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Great. Great. Wonderful. And where can they find you on social media? Because nowadays everybody's on social media.
Yeah. And that great point. We want you to follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and you can see and learn more about all these activities that we've been talking about thus far. And get engaged with our mission and what we're doing for the young people here in this community.
Absolutely. Once again, speaking with Mr. Kevin Hattery from the Boys and Girls Club here for Greater Houston. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the invitation and all that great information. I mean, we're looking forward to these young minds heading over and just getting ready, you know, for, like you said, just kind of interact this summer, you know, not stay at home and game all day. Nowadays, right, I feel like that's all the kids do these days, or at least mine do. So thank you so much. It was so great speaking with you. And, you know, we hope you visit them, bcgh.org, correct?
Yep, bgcgh.org.
Awesome. Easy peasy. Mr. Hattery, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.